jury got to hear, finally, some of the facts that this case is really about.
I'm Guy Iverson. I'm a supervisor in the Federal Public Defender's Office.
Mike Tanaka. I'm with the Appellate Department of the Federal Public Defender's Office. Charlie Lynch is operating something totally under the color of law, totally with permission, and he's helping people with the medical marijuana dispensary.
How do you think the closing arguments went?
I thought John Luttrell did an excellent job. He was sympathetic, empathetic, and I think he really related to the jury. I thought the government's initial closing was appropriate and sterile, and I think Dave Kowal needs to take some anger management classes. His cross-examination of Charlie last Thursday was unlike anything I've ever seen in a federal courtroom in 20 years of trying cases. It was vitriolic, it was insolent, it was acerbic, it was loud, it was angry, and it was wholly inappropriate.
He's aggressive, he's kind of a bulldog. You know, he seems like he has no manners of the court.
And it's part and parcel with the arrogance of the federal government.
He was real aggressive towards Charlie, you know, and it just was not, it didn't seem necessary to get the answers that he wanted.
Had a lot of the evidence that we wanted to get in been admitted, it would have been an entirely different trial for Charlie.
The court stated that he wasn't going to allow any patients to be character witnesses for Charlie because they didn't want the jury to know that there were patients here.
The government, if I remember correctly, had a motion to keep any quote-unquote sick-looking people.
Ill-looking people. Ill-looking people is what they moved to exclude, us bringing in ill-looking people. Well, they didn't want us bringing in people like Owen Beck. In fact, when Owen got about three lines into his answer, they immediately jumped up. We had a sidebar. They recessed the jury, and they sent Owen home.
They did actually end up dismissing me from the courtroom.
Charlie's like the most honest guy I could ever come upon. You know, he has no criminal record whatsoever. I mean, if the law says two beers, you know, and you can drive, he only has two beers.
Hopefully, they come back tomorrow morning, say, Charlie Lynch, go home, and we all go home happy.
What happens if they come back with the opposite?
Then there obviously will be an appeal.
Michael, start the appeal and I'll start the revolution.